You know, it's a tough one because we are commanded, of course, to honor our parents, as it will go well with us in doing it, promised in the Ten Commandments. And as Jesus upheld, of course, and Paul upheld in the New Testament, at the same time, Jesus actually commanded that we be baptized. It's one of the two ordinances from the New Testament, the other one being communion as well. So it's a real dilemma because, you know, trying to relate, you know, the difference that baby baptism is at, it's just, I mean, like, some people have taken that as to be like, well, that means you're saved. No, that's that's not what saves us. We've talked about what makes us saved already tonight. In churches, we have things like baby dedications. Like, we just dedicated my little girl this spring, and you were there taking pictures for us. Yeah, it was a great day. I mean, like, we actually had, like, 8 kids dedicated.
Your daughter is so cute. Oh, my goodness. But that is not part of the question. I'm sorry.
All right. Back to the question at hand. But, yeah, I mean, like, child dedication is just simply dedicating your child to God. There is no, like, mystical thing about it. There's no, like, saving thing about it. It's just you're declaring as a parent that you're going to raise your child in a Christian home according to biblical principles. Mm. And the church, you know, affirms that as well, says that we're going to do that with you. So basically, it's a symbolic act identifying with, you know, and baptism, of course, is identifying with the declaration of Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, which is completely different than what child dedication is. So basically, we just want to make sure that we're honoring our parents in a situation like this. Talk to them about it, you know, say, this is why I want to do this. And, you know, just have a good conversation. Pray about it for sure, because you want to honor God, but you also want to honor your parents at the same time. You don't want to offend your parents. It can be tough. I would say, you know, talk to your pastor about it more as well. And just, yeah, keep it in prayer.